Darnell Booker.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. I always do this on behalf of Mr. Ron Brown, your state president. And I want to talk to you about Beat Baseball for the blind and visually impaired in Indiana. As you know, we have, in the state of Indiana, we have two teams here. We have the team based from the north side of town with the Indy Thunder, and then we have a team on the south side of town, which is the Indy Edge. So that's two. Hello? Can you guys hear me? Sorry about that. So we have two teams in Indiana. One on the north side of town based in the north side of town in the Broadway area. One on the south side of town based in Greenwood area. And our team, I mean, both teams are real competitive, top 10 teams in the world, not the nation, but in the entire world. So and we have some people here that's representing our team, like your state president, Ron Brown. We have Joe Higdon also on our team. We have Ronnie is one of my volunteers and scorekeepers also. So we have some good representation of the Indy Thunder. Now, I think I heard someone here from the Edge. Was LeBron here or no? Was he here? He was here. So LeBron is a new player, and he plays with the Indy Edge. So, Beat Baseball is a great sport. It started back in the 60s. The first World Series was in 76. We play the games on soccer fields or in quiet areas or outfield of a baseball diamond. And like I said, it's worldwide. It's competitive. It's good recreation as well. If you just want to have a recreation to get up and do exercise, the good part of it is it's lots of exercising. So, when you can exercise and feel good about yourself, that's what we stress. And I know that the National Federation of the Blind has lots of sports, whether it be goalball, whether it be blind hockey now or what have you, to stay fit and be active. And that's what it's all about as blind and visually impaired, to stay fit, stay active, and keep your mind sharp. And all these sports can do that, but on the beat baseball, we're a summer sport, and we play our games in the late spring, all of summertime. We travel across the country, and it's an international sport as well. It has Taiwan, the Dominican Republic, Canada. They're working on a team in Argentina. They're working on a team in Germany. They're working on a team in Australia. So yes, we're definitely worldwide. I would say as far as I have the ball here, if you guys haven't seen it, we can pass it around real quick. If somebody has not, raise your hand if you have not seen a beat baseball before. You have not. Okay, if we can get that over to you. You can see the ball beeps and the bases buzz. I have a ball here. You guys hear that? The ball beeps throughout the game. It's six innings. Everybody that plays, whether you're blind or visually impaired, has to wear a blindfold that makes the playing field equal. The pitcher and catcher work together. They're on your team. They're on the team where they're trying to place the ball where the batter can hit it. It takes lots of practice time with the pitcher and the batter. There's lots of practice time. We start our season. The Indy Thunder starts our season in January. And we end late September, early October, because we have games and then we have exhibitions. We bring the sport. We can bring the sport anywhere across the state of Indiana. If you guys call upon us and ask us to bring it to your community, we can work with you guys and present it and bring awareness to beat baseball. I can accept questions or if you have anything right now, but I don't want to bore you. But this is my passion. And as you guys don't know, I can tell you the Indy Thunder has won 4 consecutive World Series. And how that happens is you have to have a great organization from the top to the bottom. I mean, everybody has to be on the same page, not only on the field, but off the field, I believe, and putting together a great coaching staff and players that wants to be coached and just everybody playing for one another. And that's not easy. I mean, 4 times in a row, I can't believe it. I mean, one championship is great, but 4 is pretty awesome. And we have a dedicated team. We're Indiana's team. We recruit from all over the state of Indiana. And if you know anybody that wants to play beat baseball, youth and adults, of course, both teams are you can go with both teams, but our team is basically Indiana's team, and we recruit youth and adults. The age group we have on our team is ages 14 to 60. So there's a wide range of age and personalities that we have to coordinate and work with. But, that's how I look at it, being successful. We've had our team this year coming in January. The Indy Thunder will be 20 years old. So that's pretty amazing. So we look forward to keep it going, and we're looking forward to making the city proud, the state proud. And we also would like to thank the National Federation of the Blind for being a supporter and a sponsor for the Indy Thunder and for Beat Baseball in general. So they are one of you guys are one of our sponsors and supporters. And I'd like to thank you guys for supporting our team. And we like to always say, tell my team, you never know who's watching. I like to make you guys, all of our sponsors, proud of us on and off the field. So if you guys have any questions about Beat Baseball, I will take them right now. Also, I have brochures here I'm going to leave you guys with. I'm sorry they're not in Braille. That wasn't my call on it. I would like, but there are some brochures here. Please take one. It talks about Beat Baseball, how it started, and it talks about how you can get involved as a spotter, as a volunteer, as a member starting a team. And it has Indy Thunder's Jared Woodard, who works at Bosma. He's a pitcher for our team. So Jared is on the brochure as well. But at this time, if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask me about Beat Baseball, and I'm here to answer some questions. Rebecca. Oh, good question, Rebecca. Good question. They wanted to know how many females players that the Indy Thunder has are on our team. We have two, Jean Brown and Rebecca Lewis. Anyone else have any? And like I said, the women's, there is. Say again, Joe. Yes. Like I said, we have. It's not just a men's sport. It's female. They have a division in Beat Baseball called WOOL, which is Women of Our League. They have a game every year at the World Series. So yes. So the women are very much a part of Beat Baseball. There's two bases, first and third, and there's a base operator. They determine what base the batter runs to, whether it be first or third. And that's up. And when you get up to bat, you ask for a base check, and you can hear the bases. And then once you hit the ball past 40 feet, the base operator turns on a base. It's random, so you got to listen. You don't know which base you're going to run to. And the goal is, if you get to that beeping base before the fielders track the ball in the field, you score a run for your team. And the fielders have spotters in the field where they can see the ball comes off the bat, and they call different zones. So if a spotter calls, like, for instance, one, which is, and if that's in your area, you know to react to it. And then if you miss it, you have players behind you. There are six fielders on the field. You can say, buy me left, buy me right, so they know it's right at them, because the spotter can only call one zone. Anybody else have any questions? Pardon? Marie?
Sorry, what experience is needed to join or be interested in joining the team?
There's no experience necessary. Like I said, if whatever team is in your area, like I said, you can look at nbba.org, and you can find, there's a listing of all the teams, or whatever team is in your area. You can contact them and go from there, but there's no experience necessary.
Maybe you could talk a little bit about what the volunteers do. You talked a lot about the players, but I know there's a lot of volunteers involved.
Sure. Volunteers take they volunteer for our team. They can be scorekeepers, base operators, or they also are very part of bringing the athletes to and from practice and driving to tournaments. So we always tell all beat ball players, anybody involved with beat ball, without volunteers, beat baseball would not happen. So volunteers are very much a part of Beat Baseball. Did I answer your question? Go ahead.
Oh, you want to wave or not?
Well, I'll eat the mic too.
Go ahead.
The way you shoved it. So when you guys win those championship rings, does everybody, including the volunteers, get those rings as well?
Sure. I mean,
everybody on the team.
Everybody on our roster, has gotten, that's the goal, the driving force in competitive beat baseball, not recreational. If you just want to get together and just play some ball and hit it around, but in competitive beat ball with the NBBA, the winning team usually gets championship rings, and those rings are pretty nice. Well, thank you. And again, there will be brochures in the back. I can leave them with someone. And it talks about, how you, their brochures about Beat Baseball. Thanks for having me, and you guys have a great convention. Anytime you guys want to call on the Indy Thunder or the Edge, so anything you want to help you guys or promote Beat Baseball, you can get a hold of the president, Ron Brown. They can get a hold of me, and we'll be happy to bring, equipment and displaying and bring some players up and showcase Beat Baseball. Thank you, everyone. All right.